Welcome, sweetest friends. This year should be a special from Moriniam Rasi Sheyichu and Moshe Ben Peshadina and Yechiel Ben Shalamis and Aaron Meshulam, Brian Meshulam and Rebar Hertz and Lee Nishmas, Reb Yo Ben Pinchas Halevi, Ben and Reb Yaakov Shalom, Reb Dov Ber, and Raram and Yaakov Shachna. We are going to be learning about Parshas Ekev, Perek Tes, Psukim Dalet Vehei, based on the Torah of Moreno Rabbeinu Gaon HaGadol, David Yitzchak Mandelzal. It says in the Pasuk, Al Torah b'levavcha b'hadof Hashem l'kecha osam mipanecha le'mor. B'tzidkasi haviyani Hashem l'reshes sa'aretz hazos. Over wishes ha'goyim, ha'ele, Hashem morisham mipanecha. Lo mitzit kascha ubi yosha levavcha atabala reshes is artsam. Ki berishas hagoyim ha'ele Hashem elokecha morisham mipanecha. Uleman hakimis hadavar asher nishba Hashem la'avosecha le'avram li'yitzchak li'yakov. Beautiful. The pasuk says, don't say in your heart when Hashem pushes them away from you, saying, because of my righteousness did Hashem bring me to possess this land, and because of the wickedness of these nations did Hashem drive them away from before you. Not because of your righteousness and the uprightness of your heart are you coming to possess their land, but because of the wickedness of these nations does Hashem your God drive them away from you, and in order to establish the word that Hashem swore to your forefathers, to Avram, to Yitzchak, and to Yaakov. There are a slew of problems with these psukim. The Rachaim and the Alshich, the Ra'im, the Gur Aryeh, etc. ask, on the Pasuk Al Tomer B'Levavcha, don't say that it's because of the etc. Don't say it's because of your tzidkus and the wickedness of the Goyim that God is driving them out. So in other words, the Al Tomer B'Levavcha also refers to the wickedness of the Goyim. Don't say in your heart that God's driving them out because they're wicked. Why not? In the next pasuk it says, "Keep a rishas agoyim el Hashem roisham mipanecha, Hashem lekecha roisham mipanecha." It says that He is driving them out because of their wickedness. So first it tells you not to think that God's driving them out because of their wickedness, and then it tells you in the next pasuk that He is. So which one is it? Just on what it says, you're going to say b'tzidkascha, b'tzidkasi, because of my tzidkus I'm getting Eretz Yisrael. No. Lo b'tzidkas. It's not because of your tzidkas. Seder. But how does it say, don't think it's because of the wickedness of the Goyim? Because it's not. Next pasuk says, it's because of their wickedness. What's going on over here? We also have to understand pasuk A. It says, lo b'tzidkas b'yosha levavcha. Not because of your tzidkas and your yosha leiv. In other words, pasuk A is coming to negate what it says in pasuk Dalet, that you're going to say in your heart. And there it says, don't say in your heart that in my tzidkus God is bringing me to Eretz Yisrael. Doesn't say anything about Yosher Leif. What happened to the Yosher Leif? In the first pasuk, the previous pasuk, God only talks about your tzidkus. Don't say it's because of your tzidkus. If you think it's because of your tzidkus, and the pasuk says weiter, it's not because of your tzidkus and your yosher halev. But it never says that they were going to think it's because of their yosher halev. It doesn't say if you're going to think it's because of your tzidkus and your yosher halev, it's not because of your tzidkus and your yosher halev. It's not what it says. It says if you think it's because of your tzidkus, no. It's not because of your tzidkus and your yosher halev. But you never thought it was because of your straight heart, because of your yosher halev. The Alshech Hazomen and this Kasha. And Pazik Vov says, V'yadati ki lo b'tzidkos Hashem lokecha nasen lecha esaret ha'tov azos l'rishta ki am k'she oiref ato. You should know it's not because you're tzidkos that God gives you this land, this good land to inherit, because you are a stiff-necked nation. L'chora, what is he adding? V'yadata. You should know that it's not because of your tzidkus. We already said in Pasuk Dalet, Al Tom Rebbe Levavcha B'Tzidkasi, etc. And in Pasuk Hey, Lo B'Tzidkas Rebbe Yosha Levavcha. So why then in Pasuk Vav does it tell us V'Yadata Ki Lo B'Tzidkas Hashem Elokecha? We already know that. So why is the Pasuk seemingly repeating itself? Now in Pasuk Vav it says Hashem Elokecha Nosein Lecha. V'Yadata Ki Lo B'Tzidkas Hashem Elokecha Nosein Lecha Tzaretz. In Pasuk Hey it says Hashem Elokecha Morisha M'Mipanecha. And now like it says in Pasuk Vav, Nosein Lecha, that Hashem is giving it to you. There it says Hashem is kicking them out. And in Pasuk Dalet, that it says in Pasuk Hey, Pasuk Dalet it says Hashem Elokecha Meviach Al Haaretz. So why in Pasuk Dalet that God is bringing you to the land? Pasuk Hey, God is kicking them out. But here, it says, Pasuk Vav, Hashem Elokecha no sein li. Yilo Pasuk Vav, Hashem Elokecha no sein lecha sa'aretz ha'tova. Why the different Lashonos? We also have to understand what it says in Pasuk Vav. Hashem Elokecha Nosein Lecha Tzaret HaTova. Pasuk Dalet it says Aretz Hazos. Why in Pasuk Dalet wasn't it Tova? So we have a whole mamish pash pshat and psukim. Very hard to understand. The Reina Rabbeinu Zatzal said as follows. Now that it says in Pasuk Dalet B'tzidkasi, it don't say that God's bringing me into Eretz Yisrael because of my tzidkus. Look in the Targum Unkelos, Targum Yonasan. What does it mean, b'tzidkasi? Bizchusi. That since Eretz Yisrael is very good, like we see numerous times in the Torah, the Gashmi is tikashevach of Eretz Yisrael, you might think, because if you're tzidkus, you have a zchus for a land flowing with milk and honey, Eretz Yisrael. And because of that, they were zoch in Eretz Yisrael. That's theirs, the Jewish people merit inheriting such a land. However, they might have a zchus. Us Jews, we might have a zchus for Eretz Yisrael, but that's not a positive reason to be mafkia, to remove the yoshvei haaretz, those who are already dwelling in the land, from Eretz Yisrael. Mishpatei Hashem emes tzadku yachtov lo yitochi nesina zchus le'echod aydei asiyas ovel l'sheni. God doesn't give a merit for one by harming someone else, by doing an injustice to someone else. And therefore you might think b'tzidkasi, you might think that it's in your merit that Hashem is giving you Eretz Yisrael. Okay, maybe you have merit, but what about the goyim? You can't stop, kick them out. So therefore the pasuk says uverishas hagoyim eila Hashem arisham ipanecha. There's no avel. There's no injustice here. Why is there no injustice? Because the goyim are evil. The goyim in Eretz Yisrael were wicked. They deserve it. So memelo, we should be zochen Eretz Yisrael. That's pasuk dalet. Comes pasuk hey, and says that's not the reason that the Bnei Yisrael are being Zochan Eretz Yisrael. We see at the end of Parashat Achareimos, the end of Parashat Kedoshim, Riches Baramban, at the end of Parashat Achareimos, that Eretz Yisrael doesn't hold on to Ovrei Avera, and therefore Eretz Yisrael spits out the sinners. So Memeila, She'ein Afkos Eretz Yisrael, Miyoshvi Eretz Mechmas Chus from Bnei Yisrael. The Afka of Eretz Yisrael, the removal of Eretz Yisrael, and those who dwell in Eretz Yisrael, is not because of our Tzchus, because if the Jewish people sin, we're also going to be kicked out without any taking into account anybody else's chus in Eretz Yisrael. So don't think as if it's our chus they're going to be kicked out. No. Sinners are kicked out of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore if we sin, we're also going to be kicked out of Eretz Yisrael. So the Shaychus to Eretz Yisrael isn't totally Roi Cheshbonos of Chomer and Geshem, of anything in Gashmias. When you get Eretz Yisrael, spirit, to be close to God. Only someone who is this Bechina has a Maila that's Matim, that's fit for Eretz Yisrael. And therefore the whole rush of the removal of the going from Eretz Yisrael is not only equal v'liskos l'schus b'nei Yisrael, the removal of the going from Eretz Yisrael is not just a lack of holding back of the Jews from inheriting Eretz Yisrael. Really, the removal of the going from Eretz Yisrael is because they're not matim for Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is for good people. This is the place of being close to God. Umelefiz eschus b'nei Yisrael b'Eretz Yisrael is not tolui in anything but their mitzias haruchnis, that we are spiritually fitting to live in Eretz Yisrael. That's what it says in the means. What it says in the pasuk, Al Tomar, don't say that b'tzidkasi etc. Over reishis hagoyim dahainu shelosha ikar b'tzidkascha. The ikar isn't your tzidkus, which can be mitmamesh, which can now be actualized because of the reishis hagoyim. Oh, now you can kick him out. Because we have tzidkus, we are zochet Eretz Yisrael, and the reishis hagoyim allows us to come in because they're not worthy of Eretz Yisrael. No. The ikar is tolerating the reishis hagoyim. Because in order to be zochet Eretz Yisrael, you have to be pure. You have to be fitting for Eretz Yisrael. So Al Tomar B'Levavcha that it's because of your righteousness and because of the wickedness of the nations. In other words, because the nations were so wicked, so that's what's stopping you from coming to Eretz Yisrael. Even if you're righteous. You're righteous, but you can't come in because the goyim right there would be unjust. It would be an injustice to kick them out. So Mimela, the pasuk says, no, they're not good people, so therefore they get kicked out and you can come and inherit it. No. No. The ikar is that they're not worthy and they get kicked out of Eretz Yisrael. That's why it says in the next pasuk, he berishes hagoyim al man hakim dovah shem shabbat shem avsech al meretz Yaakov. So it's because of the rich, because they're evil, they get kicked out. And in order to establish what God swore to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, look in the Alshich who asked, why don't I need to go into detail? Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, are there other avos? You say avos, we know avos are Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Ramban asks, Deitzal Shol Lishol, Shemar Kimi Avos Hashem Eschem V'nei Amahuvim Lamala. Hashem lo yav rakas atovim ki rosh yavov chom eson and afsho. And again, gam etzid kosim yor shorts, v'atshuvik shem yidaber im yisrael b'lo b'chlolam, v'kan yuchich et sador ahu, shahiyu mamres Hashem yom yosem b'midbar. So Ramban says, so you can ask, that it says that God loves you, perek vav pasuk ches. So God loves us. God only loves good people. So they are being inheriting Eretz Yisrael b'tzid kosim. And the answer is because there he's talking to Jewish people in general, he loves Jewish people in general. But here he's being mochiach them specifically for their sins. From the time they were in the midbar, they were mamrim yom Hashem. They were rebellious. But this Ramban is very hard to understand. Because when he says me'avas Hashem eschem, he's also talking to this door. So what's Shem? When he says me'avas Hashem eschem, he's talking to the Jewish people in general. Generally loves them. But here, where he's giving them rebuke, he's talking to this door specifically. Yeah, but me'avas Hashem eschem is also talking to this door. So based on what we said, we can explain as follows. The pasuk here is not coming to tell us why there is zochet Eretz Yisrael, but rather it's telling us how you merit Eretz Yisrael. So therefore it says that the goyim are kicked out when they sin. And why do the Jews get Eretz Yisrael? Not because they did a certain good deeds, but rather because of the shvua that was to Avram Avinu, because he was so close to Hashem, he was right Eretz Yisrael for Eretz Yisrael. And so to Yitzchak mitzad Malasa was right for Eretz Yisrael, and so to Yaakov mitzad Malasa was right for Eretz Yisrael. And since they're your avos and you're their children, so we have in our DNA, in our genetic makeup, we have Mishael Avos. Even if we don't have the Schuyos, but we have inherent goodness. We have the Midas of the Avos. So we don't have the good deeds, like we see in Pasuk Dalet. I'll tell Rabbi Levavcha that God's kicking them out because of your righteousness. No, not because of your righteousness. And it's not because of the Goyim are so evil. It's something really we're worthy to marry Eretz Yisrael. Just the Goyim are stopping you, so don't worry about it. They're bad people, so they get kicked out, and therefore we're worthy of Eretz Yisrael. No. We're not worthy of Eretz Yisrael because of our Maisim. And the Goyim are being kicked out because that's the way you get Eretz Yisrael. You get Eretz Yisrael being a good person. And they're not worthy. They weren't acting the way they were supposed to be acting. So even though mitzad you're maisim, you're not roi for Eretz Yisrael, but mitzad you're mahus, you are. That's your essence. We always judge people on their maisim, what they did, how many dapim of Gemara they learned, how many dollars they gave to tzedakah, all important things. You should learn as many dapim of Gemara as you can with chazaras. You should give as much tzedakah as you can. You should be mechabed your parents. You should check all the boxes. But what's your mahus? We don't think about that. That's what the pasuk is saying. Your mahus, your essence, is that of the avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That's why you're meriting Eretz Yisrael, not because of your deeds. That's what Ramban says, that Klal Yisrael hayam edaber, meaning he was talking to the Metzias of Am Yisrael. The Metzias of Am Yisrael was pure, but this specific door, their maisim were corrupt. But since he swore to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, there's Zochet Eretz Yisrael. According to this, it would appear not that it says in Pasuk Ei Yerusha Levavcha that it doesn't say in Pasuk Dalet. So the union of Tzbitzit Kasi is a reason, is a schus, how you get Eretz Yisrael. But Yerusha Levav is not a sibul eschiyah of Eretz Vaschal V'dvash. But rather, if anyway Eretz Yisrael is being emptied out from its inheritance, from its dwellers, so the Yesh Makom Shalde Yerusha Levav Yisku Gam Heim. And therefore, in Pasuk Dalet, Shelo Yomru Sheish Lem Schus. So in Pasuk Dalet, we're saying they shouldn't say they have a merit. So there it's saying, B'tzit Kasi. No, it's not because of your merit. Because Yosha Levav is not a reason to be Zochan Eretz Yisrael. Pasuk Hey, the Pasuk is telling us that you should say in your heart. That's because of your tzidkus. That's not the mahalach of Zechi and Eretz Yisrael. Because Zechi and Eretz Yisrael is telling something completely different. But even if Eretz Yisrael was emptied out of its dwellers, below Keshel B'nai Yisrael, because of their rishus, your Yosher Levav is not a reason to be Zochan Eretz Yisrael. Because the Zechiyah has nothing to do with your Maisim. So Pasuk Dalet is telling us what you're going to say in your heart. Because of my righteousness, because of my tzidkus, Hashem brought me into the land. And because of the wickedness of the Goyim, then that's Pasuk is saying, now you're making a mistake. Don't think it's because of your righteousness. That's not why you get Eretz Yisrael. And don't think it's because of your Yosher Levav. Don't think, you might think that if Eretz Yisrael is going to be emptied out, you could be Zochan Eretz Yisrael. That's not what you're thinking, but now it's dispelling any such notion. Saying that, if one would think, it's not what you're going to think. You're going to think it's because of B'tzit Kasi. But if you would think also it's because of Yosha Lev, it's not why you're Zochet Eretz Yisrael. Because it's not telling your Maisim, it's not telling in your Matzev, it's telling your Mahus. Depends on your essence. And therefore it says in Pasuk Dalet, B'tzit Kasi. Don't think B'tzit Kasi God gave Rory into Eretz Yisrael. Pasuk Hey, it says, Ataba. Pasuk Hey, it says, Ataba L'Reshus Yisartzim. First it said, God brings me, and then it says, you're coming. Because in Pasuk Daled, the discussion is that they should say, B'schus ma'aseim ha'tovim, where God brought them. Because there's no ikuv mitzad yoshvei aretz. Because they're not stopping us because they're evil. So that's talking about where the goyim are there. So we have two elements. We're good, and the goyim are bad, so they get kicked out, we go in. And Pasuk Hei is telling us, even if Eretz Yisrael was empty, that's the key here. The difference is, even if Eretz Yisrael was empty. Lo b'tzit kasru v'yoshe levavcha tabala reshes is aretz. As Artsim. Don't think that if Eretz Yisrael was empty, you're going to merit Eretz Yisrael because of your tzitkus near Yosher Lev. Even if it was empty, you wouldn't get Eretz Yisrael. No. And if that were true, you wouldn't have to kick the goyim out. But that's not why you're getting Eretz Yisrael. Not because of your righteousness. And not because of your upright heart. Even if Eretz Yisrael was empty, you wouldn't get Eretz Yisrael because of your righteous and upright heart. And then you wouldn't need what it says in the previous pasuk, Ba'adof Hashem Hashem Elokecha Osam Elfanecha. That God has to kick them out. God wouldn't have to kick them out. They wouldn't be there. So in Pasuk Dalet it says, Heviani, God's bringing us in because they're there. In Pasuk Hey, you're coming Mimela. It's an empty land. God bringing us in, you need more power because there are people there. In Pasuk Hey, it's talking about, even if no one was there, you still wouldn't get it because of your tzitzkus and your yoshalev. There it says, Ataba, you're coming. God doesn't have to bring you in because you're not kicking anyone out. It's much easier to come in. And that it says, not enough to have Yosher Levav. Because the merit of Eretz Yisrael is a Maila Ruchnis Be'etzem. It's your inherent spiritual condition. And therefore it's not Talui in your Tzitkus. It's not telling you Yosher Levav. It's telling your Etzem and your Mahus. So it emerges according to what we said, that until now, the Psukim are not talking about the Sibas HaZechiyah and the reason for inheriting Eretz Yisrael. What's the reason for inheriting Eretz Yisrael? Mahus Be'etzem, their essence. So it's not talking, not saying that they don't have the tzitkus that will be mizakeh them in Eretz Yisrael. Because it's not what Eretz Yisrael is about. It's not saying we don't have the tzidkus. It's saying that's just not why you get Eretz Yisrael. The Pesukim are telling us here, Dalet and Hey, why do you get Eretz Yisrael? Not because of any tzidkus. Not because of the rishus agoyim. Even if it was empty, you wouldn't be able to get it because of your tzidkus and their rishus. But rather because of the shavua shenish b'Hashem, and that's your essence. But once you're zochen Eretz Yisrael because of Pasuk Hey, because of the Neshuah to the Avos, now you also have the payment of Eretz Yisrael, this good land, because of your tzidkus. That's what it says in Pasuk Vav. V'yadati ki lo b'tzidkoscha Hashem Elokecha nosein lecha es haaretz hatova hazos l'rishta k'yam k'sheh rofata. In other words, you should know that even after you were zochen Eretz Yisrael, there's no b'tzidkoscha, that because of this you're getting paid with a zechi and Eretz hatova. Because Eretz Yisrael has such great good in Gashmias. Because Adarak, Yam Ksheorifu. As Pasuk Zvav is saying, you're going to think that, you're being Zochar Eretz Yisrael because of what it says in Pasuk Hei, because it's your essence. Your essence is that of the Avos, and therefore you're Zochar Eretz Yisrael. But there's also a payment that Eretz Yisrael is a wonderful land to live in. It's gorgeous, it's beautiful. I'm living right near Eretz Yisrael. I look out on the mountains outside my window. It's so beautiful to look at. No. So therefore it's going to be Tashlim Schar. So Pasuk Vav says, no, it's not Tashlim Schar. You're an Am Kshei Oref. As the Pasha says, Behemshech, all the sins in the Midbar. And then it says, Pasuk Vav Dalet, Mamre Meyisim Hashem Yom Dati Eschem. You're rebellious. So therefore, that's what it's saying here in Pasuk Vav. Don't think it's because you're so great. Don't think this is Tashlam Schar, Eretz Yisrael. No. It's because this is the land of the Avos. And that's why it says Eretz HaTov only in Pasuk Vav. Because in Pasuk Dalid, the Iker Nidon is on the Schus. What Schus is going to bring to the fact that God will kick them out? The Jewish people are going to say God's bringing them to inherit Eretz Yisrael because of their tzidkus. It has nothing to do with Eretz HaTova. Because the discussion is Heviani Hashem. That God's going to bring us in and we're going to win the wars. Why are we going to win the wars? Because we deserve Eretz Yisrael. So why do you have to say it's Eretz HaTova? It's talking about our merit for Eretz Yisrael. God's going to bring us in and we're going to win the wars because we're so great. So the focus is on how great we are. And it's saying, no, no, it's not because you're so great. It's really not. You're not going to win the wars because you're so great. God's not going to bring you in because you're so great. Okay, it's not because we're so great. It's because we come from the Avos. Okay, but now it's a beautiful land. God's giving it to us because of our tzidkus. Now that we already finished, we won the wars, God brought us in. Thank you very much. Because of our Avos, we're pure, we're great. But now it's because of our tzidkus. We're getting this Eretz Tova. We're getting this great land. It's a Tashlam Schar. The answer is no, 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 it's really not. Because we are rebellious. So you might think that Sof Kol Sof, we're getting the land. This also includes Tashlam Schar, that we're getting this beautiful land. This is this payment of reward. No, no, no. Really, it's not. Because we were rebellious all along the way. And now we understand why in Pasuk Dalet it says Heviani. And here in Pasuk Vav it says No Sein Lecha. Because in Pasuk Dalet it's talking about bringing them in and winning the war. Here we're talking about afterwards. After we already won, why are we getting Eretz Yisrael? God's No Sein Lecha. Because of our tzidkus. And the Pasuk is dispelling that notion. It's disabusing us from that notion. Don't think that you're getting this great word, you're getting this beautiful land because of your tzidkus. You're not. And according to this, we can answer the kasha of the Alshich. Then in Pasuk Dalet it says, Al tomer b'levavcha b'tzidkasi. Don't think in your heart it's because of your tzidkus. Did they not know the shvu of the Avos? Why would they think it's their tzidkus? And he also asks, what does it mean when it says, Al tomer b'levavcha b'adof Hashem l'kech l'sem b'fenecha b'tzidkasi? What do you mean, Al tomer b'adof? Don't say in your heart when God kicks them out, Milfanecha leimor, to say. What is to say? To say to someone else. Who are we saying to someone else? Don't say in your heart when God kicks them out in front of you, b'tzidkasi. Who are we saying to someone else? So based on what we said, since the discussion here is that the geder of Zechiyah in Eretz Yisrael is bo v'shel tashlam schar zechuyos, הנידון הוא שגדר זכיית הארץ הוא באופן של תשלים שכר על הזכויות אם לא שמעשיהם נכונים וטובים ובאמת אין להם זכויות המחייבות לשלם עבורם בארץ חמדה טובה הרחבה לא יהיו זכים בה בגלל אבות ומה שזכיו בה יהיה לומר לאמור שפירושו שהזכייה אומרת שצדיקים הם ויש להם זכויות שצריך לפורם בארץ טובה זו דווקא. אז זה כתיב, אל תאמר בלבבך, אלא תדע שבהדוף השם אותם מלפניך, אין בזה כלל לאמור שבצדקתך נעשה הדבר. וכנ"ל שהזכייה בארץ ישראל אינה תלויה בשכר, אלא במהות שיש בכם מחמת אבות לעניין עצם הדבר. אז זה כתיב, בפסוק ו' וידעת היום, דאדרב, אין סיבה לשלם לכם שכר, כי ים כשעורף אתה. In other words, in our language, explaining the Lamor. A Lamor is like a proclamation. You're not going to say it physically, practically to somebody. But don't say in your heart that when God kicks out the enemies, Milfanecha Lamor, you know what this is proclaiming? This is proclaiming B'tzidkasi Haviani Hashem. No, it's not proclaiming B'tzidkasi Haviani Hashem, because it has nothing to do with B'tzidkasi. Rather, it has to do with the Shavua that he was Nishba. La'abasechel Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. And that's because of Yirmi Hus. So that's the Mahalach of Rabbeinu. And just as a He'ora, L'siyum, this is obviously saying something very a great philosophical principle, that the essence of the Jewish people is good, and that's why we get Eretz Yisrael. Not because of our deeds, not because of our bright hearts, but because of our spiritual DNA. And the pasuk could definitely be read that way. It says in the Gemara that we have the good midos of Baishan, Rachman, Gol, and Chasadim, the mid of the Avos, midos of the Avos. We had other shiurim about that, at least one. Probably more, sure more. But it could also be read that it really has nothing to do even with your essence. God swore that he's going to give land to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Why? Ask him next time you speak to him, ask him. But he swore. So this brings us to a place of humility. Well, it's not because I'm so great. I'm better than anybody else. But he swore. He swore. He knew what he was doing. And he has to give us Eretz Yisrael. But it really has nothing to do with you. And under Rabbi, you're stiff-necked. So wherever you read it, whether you read it his way, whether you read it this way, whether you read it that it's their essence, or whether you read it because of Hashem's Shavua, not even because of our essence. The famous machlokes between the Mekubalim and the more prevalent and predominant view is that Jews are inherently holier. But many people claim the Rambam didn't hold that way. And it's not Mefurashim Psukim. So you could read many Psukim that way, but you can read them different ways. It's like you can read this Pasuk that way. Why? Because I swore to the Avos to give them Eretz Yisrael because of your essence, not because of what you did. Or you can say that I didn't swear, I swore to the Avos, because I swore to the Avos has nothing to do with your essence. But either way, a person shouldn't go around with his nose up and say, oh, I'm Jewish, I'm better than everybody else. Look at the psukim here. Doesn't say you're better than anyone else, that's not why you're getting Eretz Yisrael. Not because you did anything good, and it's because of your essence, so what? So a guy's born with beautiful blue eyes. You're going to say, wow, that you're a great guy because you were born with, that's how he was born. He didn't do anything for it. And that's given as a gift is not your own doing, so you don't really deserve so much credit, so many accolades. That's God-given. So either we're getting Eretz Yisrael because of our God-given essence, or we're getting Eretz Yisrael because of the Shavua. To be very humble. Very, very humble about our deeds. Okay, so there's another Mahalach to explain the Psukim. And Mirtz Hashem, I would love to discuss the other Mahalach in a future shir. And we have a lot more. We need more time. That's what we need. God should all give us life and health. Simchas Chaim. Shalom, shalom, sweetest Muslim.